From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. In a moment, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to take calls a little early with him to get you some tips. Don't forget the website. Let's set a record. Go to it with your smartphone. Go to it with your desktop. criticalhealthnews.com. criticalhealthnews.com. And the number to call for assistance when you hear him talk and you haven't had a chance to write it down, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist, has been compounding custom medications and formulations of nutritional and skincare products and consulting with doctors and patients since graduating from the University of Colorado School of Pharmacy. Tom and I were in Colorado a week and a half ago, Ben, and it was going down to 0 degrees.
But you know what? The next day it was 40 degrees.
And I know, it's strange. These cycles
actually, this time we had a little cold snap. But usually the cold and the snow are gone in a day or two. We don't want to tell everybody that because we don't want a lot of people.
This has been a cold winter so far.
Yeah, a little bit. New York, I heard. Back east, it was pretty cold.
What's new with pharmacist Ben?
Well, just came back from a wonderful Super Saturday in Houston, Texas on Saturday with my friends Tom Chenault and the Browns. We talked a lot about longevity and how to build a business. And by the way, we don't talk about this a lot on the show, George, but if anybody's interested in building a business and having a side income or a full-time income, this is a great, longevity represents a great business opportunity, and a business opportunity that's win-win. Because not only do you make money, but you help change lives at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health. And we're doing another one in my lab in February. So anybody who's in the Colorado area or Denver area, you're welcome to come February 17th to my lab. We're doing a Super Saturday longevity event.
Ben, viruses are still hanging around. RSV, COVID,
yeah,
it's still out
there. You know why? Because our immune systems are suppressed because we're eating lousy, and we're living lousy. And that's really the bottom line, George. You know, cancer, I was just reading how cancer rates are increasing. Diabetes is going through the roof.
Among younger people,
too. Among younger people, that's exactly right. And you were just talking about energy drinks and affecting sleep. You know, 30% of Americans have insomnia. On television, there's mattress commercials.
That's because they listen to my show, right?
They can do that. That's right. And but what's the problem? The problem is that we are under duress. And for people who like to watch the news and follow current events, it's almost impossible not to be overwhelmed with stress. You have to really be like a ninja or like a monk in order to maintain center. To not be going crazy and caffeine drinks and sugar in foods and fast food lifestyles, all of these contribute to this overwhelming sense of bodily duress, elevated stress hormone, elevated cortisol, and all of this not only leads to a suppressed immune system, and that's where you get your cancer from, but also and anxiety, but also just this susceptibility to bacteria and viruses and microbes. And that's what we really want to understand. We have these pharmacological strategies for dealing with all health issues, and it doesn't serve us, George, because the more pharmacology we have and the more medicalization we have, the more doctoring we have, the more hospitals we have, the more protocols we have, the sicker we get. We're missing the fundamentals, which is just clean living. And, of course, nutritional supplementation is a part of that, as is exercise, as is meditation, spirituality, the relaxation response, breathing. These are the simple, basic things that we've got to start to incorporate into our lives if we're going to be healthy. Because you know what? The medical model is great for helping us survive dangers, but it's not great for helping us live a long, healthy, vital life. It doesn't give us quality of life. We blame the doctors sometimes, but the doctors don't. That's not in their wheelhouse. Their wheelhouse is to fix us when we get hit by a car, and that's great. Physicians and the medical model is great for what we call heroic medicine. But when it comes to ambulatory medicine, lifestyle medicine, helping us live, giving us quality of life, the medical model is not equipped for that. But we can do it ourselves, and that's why I'm on this mission help people understand how to leverage the power of the human body, the power of nutrition, the power of good, clean living to help reverse chronic disease and live a long life.
Ben, why do so many people have high glucose levels?
Because we're eating so much sugar. Oh, my God. The average American eats over 150 pounds of sugar a year.
150 pounds?
Yes. It's crazy. Half a pound a day.
My God.
It's ridiculous the amount
of sugar. That's because it's in everything, right?
It's in everything. You know what? The human body didn't grow up with sugar. We've only had these crazy amounts of sugar in our foods for 150 years, 200 years. Up until the Middle Ages, the late Middle Ages, there wasn't a lot of sugar around. You were lucky, from an evolutionary perspective, we were lucky if we got a little bit of honey, you know, you'd have to go through a beehive to get it. But that, the body didn't grow up on sugar. So what happened was, because you do need a little bit of sugar, we evolved to be sugar hunters. We evolved to be on a one-track mission to find sugar. But over the last 100 years, there's sugar every 50 yards, practically, and increasingly so. You know, they put salt in sweet foods, so they can put more sugar in the foods. So you have sugar in ketchup, and you have sugar in mustard, and you have sugar in soups, and you have sugar in turkey. I go to Whole Foods to buy my foods. Even at Whole Foods, the turkey has sugar in it. There's sugar everywhere, and the body isn't equipped to handle that. And by the way, George, if you want to be healthy, if you want to reverse chronic disease, there's only two things you need to focus on from a biological perspective. These are the two main points of bodily breakdown that lead to every single chronic degenerative disease that you can name, and that is the digestive system and the blood sugar system. If you focus on digestive health and blood sugar health using nutritional supplements like Ingevity Sweeties and the Nightly Essence and the Ultimate Enzymes, eating less calories, reducing your sugar intake, every single chronic disease symptom that you can name will start to reverse itself. Just those two points, George, the digestive system and the blood sugar system.
How versatile is the human body?
How what?
Versatile is the human body.
I'm not sure what you mean by versatile.
Its ability to bounce.
Oh, to recover and to be resilient?
And to bounce back. Yeah.
Oh, my God. George, did you ever cut yourself shaving? How long does it take a shaving cut to heal? That demonstration of how fast it takes a shaving cut to heal or a paper cut to heal is a demonstration of the healing power of the body. When we have chronic diseases, George, in essence, we have little cuts inside our body. We have little damages inside our body. Under ordinary circumstances, those damages should heal just like a paper cut heals or just like a shaving cut heals. But because we're constantly bombarding the body with cutting agents, with damaging agents, with traumatizing agents, the body doesn't get a chance to heal. And then you compound that with, as we say, long-term stresses, sugar intake, and nutritional deficiencies. And what ends up happening is we suppress the body's ability to heal that's demonstrated and manifested by the healing of cuts and scrapes and burns. The inside of the body is designed to heal just as well as the outside of the body, which we can visibly see. But because of poor lifestyle choices, it doesn't.
Email in from Bridget. She says she's suffering from major amounts of stress, yeah, but does not want to go on any kinds of pills.
Well, there's a couple things you could do, but the most important and the quickest way to reduce stress is to provide the body with its number one most important agent, which is oxygen. You know, the ultimate stress to
deep,
the body
slow
is the lack of oxygen.
Breaths.
And if you want to experience a panic attack, I don't know why anybody would, but if you have a friend who has panic attacks and you want to experience what they're going through, hold your breath. And what you'll find is when you hold your breath for 10 or 15 seconds, there'll be a little voice in your head that says, okay, time to breathe. So you go past that, and you go 30 seconds or maybe 35 seconds, and all of a sudden you're going to start to shake, and you're going to notice that you're hot, and you notice that you're really freaked out and have anxiety to the extent that you're holding your breath. That's a panic attack. And everybody who gets panic attacks knows that right before they get a panic attack, they're holding their breath. Well, we don't necessarily... Everybody doesn't have panic attacks, but we go through these mild anxieties that are related to not breathing correctly. So if you want to reduce your anxiety immediately and associated with that, improve your immune system and lower your blood pressure, practice slow, deep breathing. And it won't even take but five minutes of slow, deep breathing for you to start to notice the relaxation response kick in. And when I say slow, deep breathing, slow, deep, it's actually slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. I'm talking about slowly because that's important. Excuse me. The slowness of the breath tells the body it's safe. And then depth of breathing activates the diaphragm, which acts like a pump. And for folks who have heart disease, by the way, the diaphragm can take some of the load off of the heart. It acts like a second pump. So deep breathing, depth of breathing, and then rhythmic breathing. The body loves rhythm. This activation of the relaxation response is one of the most important things we could do to improve our immunity and quality of life and longevity.
We're going to take calls shortly with pharmacist Ben Fuchs and all of next hour as well. Let me give you the website, criticalhealthnews.com. I want everybody to go to it. I want to set a record. I want their webmaster to go nuts. Then the phone number to call if Ben says something that you want to write down but you've missed it, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Just think of it like that. Do you know how many people you and Doc have helped on this program over the last couple of years?
You know, I don't know, but it's a lot, and Doc way more than I have. He's been doing this, I don't even know, probably 50 years or so. But we do help a lot of people, and I don't even want to say we help a lot of people. The information helps a lot of people because we're not getting the straight scoop from the people who are supposed to be, that we're entrusting to take care of our health. We're not getting the straight scoop. And some of it is driven by ulterior motives like profit, and some of it is just driven by plain old ignorance about how the body works. And as I say, the medical model is not equipped to help us live long lives. The medical model is equipped to help us survive, which is a good thing. And I want to be very clear about that. It's wonderful that they help us survive, but it's not really equipped to help us live long lives. And that's why physicians in medical school, they get one semester of nutrition. And when they're studying nutrition, they're not studying nutrition for how to be strong and healthy and vital. They're studying nutrition as far as deficiency diseases go. And the medical model is focused on this idea of disease and reducing disease, which is great, but that doesn't help us when it comes to thriving. The human body is built to thrive. It's built to grow. You know, there's a concept called anti-fragility. Have you ever heard of this?
I have not heard of that.
Right? No. Anti-fragile is, a fragile system breaks when it's under stress. A non-fragile system doesn't break when it's under stress. An anti-fragile system builds when it's under stress. And only living systems are anti-fragile. Like, for example, your plants, when you trim your leaves back, they come back nice and bushy. Well, the body is an anti-fragile system. It is supposed to respond to stress when it has all the raw materials it needs, particularly nutritional raw materials. It responds to stress by growing. This is amazing, George. When you go to the gym, you lift weights, you tear up your muscles. The next day, your muscles grow back bigger. The bone is stronger at the point of the break. You don't want to get Alzheimer's disease when you get older? Do crossword puzzles. Read new books. You'll get more neural connections. The more stress the body's under healthy conditions, the stronger and better it gets. It's an anti-fragile system, but we're not taught how to leverage that. In fact, we're not taught how to leverage this beautiful, amazing, miraculous system called the human body.
It is fantastic. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. How long have you been doing this now?
Golly, let's see, 14, 23, 37 years, George. Oh, my God, since I graduated pharmacy school, 37 years.
What got you to become a pharmacist?
I just loved chemistry when I was a kid, and I also was fascinated by food, and I wanted to study food as medicine. Of course, got to pharmacy school, and they said they thought that was funny. We didn't do food as medicine, but I'm really glad that I went to pharmacy school because it gives you a real background in how you can use things from the outside to interact with the body to create changes. And this is what drugs really are, but so is food, and so is herbs, and so is nutritional supplementation. These are things that come from the outside of the body and interact with the inside of the body to create changes. And this is why, to me, food is the most is God's medicine. And nutritional supplementation, of course, or nutritional supplements, are the active ingredients in food.
Perfect. We're going to take a short break, Ben, and come back and begin phone calls with you, and we'll take calls all of next hour as well. And we're back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to for advice, and you can also email Ben or Doc Wallach through that website as well. And how often do you get back to people, Ben, when you get these
emails? Oh, gosh, we get emails right away. Emails, and we love emails, by the way, health at criticalhealthnews.com. We love emails. Get back to folks, so, gosh, maybe within a day or so, depending on how many emails we get. And after we do a show, of course, we get a lot of emails. Dr. Drew Peterson, by the way, I got to give a shout-out to him. He is awesome. He knows the longevity products inside and out, and he's a chiropractor and an herbalist, and a naturopath, and he understands how the body works as well. And he loves answering emails.
What is it about supplementation that helps the body?
Nutritional supplements are the active ingredients in food. So when we eat food, obviously you got to eat healthy, and we all know that. Hippocrates famously said, "Let food be thy medicine, and let medicine be thy food," 2,000 years ago. But he didn't know that the active components in foods, in fact, we didn't know that the active components in foods were nutrients until maybe 100, 150 years ago. Basically the turn of the 20th century when we first discovered there were these magical ingredients in foods. Can you imagine how revolutionary that was, George?
Oh, my God.
When they first discovered there were these things, these microscopic, tiny amounts of microscopic entities, of molecules that could change diseases, that could heal diseases. The very first one, by the way, the very first nutrient that was found was vitamin B1, thiamine. They noticed that people in Asia who ate rice that was polished, that was white, back then it was thought, and even today, that if you ate brown food, you were somehow primitive. So indigenous populations were taught by Western cultures, Western empire builders and colonial empires, that they should eat white bread and white rice. And they noticed that when the natives would start to eat this white rice, they would get these nerve diseases, neuropathies. You've heard of peripheral neuropathy.
Yeah.
Right? Well, they would get things like peripheral neuropathy. In fact, there was a disease that was so severe, people couldn't get out of bed. They couldn't move. This disease was called beriberi, which is Swahili for I can't, I can't. And they started to do some research, and they said, well, it seems like as soon as they start to eat the polished rice, the white rice, they would get this disease called beriberi. So they start to examine what was in the rice polishings that were being removed to make the rice white, and they found this incredible substance that they could give to people who had this nerve disease, and their nerve diseases would go away. And that was the first understanding that we had, that there were these incredible, tiny, microscopic molecules that were found in foods in the tiniest of amounts, in micrograms, and in smaller even than microgram amounts, that you could give as medicines. And this revolutionized the nutrition business, or the study of nutrition. They started to look for more of these substances in foods, and that's when they found vitamin B2, and they found vitamin C, and vitamin A, all the way up until vitamin E, which is the last vitamin that was found. And they realized that they could give these substances that we call vitamins, the active ingredients in foods, as well as minerals and other nutrients, and they could cure diseases with them. And that completely changed how healthcare was understood. But by that time, George, the drug companies had entrenched themselves into the business of therapy and the business of medicine. So nutrition kind of got marginalized in a way that really made it seem like nutrients were not as effective or not as powerful or not as well studied as drugs. And to this day, we're suffering from that kind of a misunderstanding about the power of nutrition, although I have to say it is changing.
We're with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, the number to call if you miss what he said, because they have staff members taking notes, 1-855-949-7234. Let's start by going to Pat, truck driving in California, west of the Rockies. Hello, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hey, George. Hey, pharmacist Ben, or should I say nutritionist also. I love when you're on, Ben. I really... You just,
thank
you're
you.
So filled with so much information, and it's so helpful, especially to us truckers, because we're kind of known not to be the most healthiest guys around. But I'm one of the guys that do try, and I've been somewhat into nutrition a little bit myself for a couple of years. But the question I wanted to ask you, pharmacist, is about copper. Mm. I know we do get this mineral in food. I've bought copper supplements before. Oh, and George, thank you for Super Beats too. I've been on Super Beats for about a year now. I absolutely love them. But the copper, it's kind of hard to find. It's not an easy mineral to find. And do you think that I may be overreacting by buying a supplement, or do you think I get enough in our daily food?
No, you don't get enough food, that's for sure. Copper is a, you don't need a lot of copper, but you do need it. Copper is very important for the connective tissue, the collagen, and the which gives the strength to the vascular system. It's also important for red blood cells, important for bone health. It's important for wound healing and for the skin. Here's the thing about copper. It lives in balance with zinc. So the more zinc you're using, the more copper you need. And vice versa, the more copper you're getting, the more zinc you need. So you gotta have them both. They go together. And nowadays, people are hip to zinc, especially after this whole viral thing, and zinc is very important for the immune system.
Absolutely.
So there are folks who are using zinc who don't realize that they may be they're at risk for copper deficiency by using zinc.
And Doc believes copper deficiency causes graying of the hair.
It may have a role to play in graying of the hair because it's involved in the production of pigment. So, yeah, copper may have a role to play there. It's also very important, as I say, for the cardiovascular system, and I highly recommend supplementing with it. And you will get copper, plant-derived copper, in the plant-derived minerals from Youngevity, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is essentially, it's not quite a multivitamin supplement, but it's got all the plant-derived minerals. You don't want to take too much copper, though. That is one of the supplements that you got to be a little bit careful of. As with zinc, you don't want to take too much copper, and that's why the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is probably the best way to get your copper.
Let's go next to John in Wisconsin. Welcome to the program. Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Hello, George.
Hey.
Hello, Ben. Several quick comments, please. Foremost, I want to thank Ben for who you are and all you do. You are a kind, helpful, and wise man and a blessing to so many.
Thank you.
Thank you. Second, I want to share a brief story that caused me to go blind at age 62, which was 4 years ago. And according to the best doctors at the Marshfield Clinic in Wisconsin and the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, my blindness was totally preventable. And I'll follow up on that after I mention this. I hope everybody paid attention to what Ben said in his opening comments about taking care of yourself, eating well, exercising, breathing correctly, avoiding stress. Yes, the pharmacist can prescribe the best medicine in the world, but he can also prescribe wisdom. I did not follow that wisdom. For many years, I had a terrible alcohol problem. I smoked heavily for many years, and I ate terribly. Then I went through a 2-year depression, and I did not go see a doctor, and I tried to work through it myself. I've shared this with George before, and I appreciate you letting me share it again. So hopefully the audience can learn from this as well. By not going to the doctor for 2 years, according to the Cleveland Clinic and Marshfield Clinic, my blood pressure spiked off the charts, caused my optical nerve to clamp, and shut off the blood flow to my eyes and made me blind. So it was totally preventable. So I just want to end my comments by telling everybody, please listen to the wisdom of Ben and when Doc Wallach is on. Yes, they can prescribe the best nutrients in the world, and I'm on the critical health plan. I take nutrients every day. But you also have to listen to their wisdom about taking care of yourself with common sense. Our bodies can take a lot of abuse, especially when you're younger. Well, at age 62, it caught up to me, and I'm now blind because of it. So, Ben, thank you again for who you are and all you do. And, George, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
God bless
you.
Well, that was beautiful.
Text and tweets, what do we have for Ben?
For Ben, we have Joan from Santa Fe Springs, New Mexico. She says, I have a Snickers habit. Can the pharmacist please break down what exactly happens to the body when you eat a candy bar?
Yeah, I'll tell you what happens when you eat the sugar. You know, there's all kinds of other things in the candy bar. In fact, even in the chocolate and even in the nuts and even in the caramel, there are processing chemicals that are used to make these things that don't even go on the ingredient deck. But we'll just talk about the sugar part of it. When you eat sugar, the body, especially the concentrated sugar that's in a Snickers bar, there's probably, I'm guessing, 25, 30 grams of sugar, which is like 5 or 6 teaspoons.
And I've been known to like a little candy bar once in a while.
But a Snickers bar has got probably 6 teaspoons of sugar in it. Can you imagine this? You just picture taking a teaspoon and stick it in a bag of sugar and then pulling one out and then two out and then three out and then four out and then five out and then six out.
Jeez.
That's basically what you're getting. When you put that into the system, the body goes into a red alert. Do you remember, of that show Lost in Space, George.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Our buddy Billy Mumy has been on our program many times.
Do you remember the robot, when the robot would, when something there was something dangerous, he would go, danger,
Will Robinson, danger.
Right. That's what the body says when it gets that kind of sugar in the bloodstream. And as soon as that happens, an entire hormonal cascade is initiated to pull that sugar out of the blood. The hormonal cascade features the hormone insulin. And insulin's job is to pull that sugar out of the blood and stick it where it can't do any damage. Sugar is very damaging. You know, do you ever hear kids pulling pranks where they put sugar in gas tanks? Do you ever hear that?
I've heard that, sure.
Well, I guess I grew up in New York. It was kind of different back then.
You were mean.
So that was a little prank, because sugar would destroy people's gas tanks.
You never did that.
No, I never did that, but I knew kids who did. And if you get a sugar burn, if you're making pastries and you get a sugar burn, it burns very hot. Sugar is explosive stuff, and so the body has to stash it away so it doesn't damage the blood vessels and damage organs. In fact, one of the leading causes of aging and one of the leading causes of heart disease and one of the leading causes of kidney disease and blindness is sugar in the blood, because sugar damages things. So the body pulls that sugar out of the blood, and guess what happens then? Then you have low blood sugar. And the tendency then is to go get more sugar. And this is the high blood sugar, low blood sugar roller coaster that many people are on, and starts at a very young age. So when you eat sugar, your body pulls that sugar out of the bloodstream. You go low blood sugar, you get more sugar. The body pulls that sugar out of the bloodstream, and eventually the body stops listening to insulin. It stops listening to this hormonal protection system, and that's called insulin resistance, and that is the leading cause of almost every single chronic disease you can name. It's also called type 2 diabetes, although it used to be called adult onset diabetes. Today we call it type 2 diabetes because kids are getting it as much as adults, maybe even more than adults. So sugar wreaks havoc on the biochemistry of the body via this insulin system, and sugar itself burns hot and causes blood vessels to, the chemical term is glycate or glycation, and it's a leading cause of heart disease, blindness, amputations, and tremendous health misery.
Next up, let's go to Mary in Boston, Mass. Welcome to the show. Hi, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hello. Hello, thank you for letting me on.
Sure.
I've tried many times and I haven't gotten through or been on hold and the show ends.
You made it.
Yeah, finally. I have neuropathy in my feet after chemo, and I have two other friends that have neuropathy. My symptoms are my feet feel just lumpy on the bottom, but my friends are experiencing, you know, in some cases, extreme pins and needles. And all the doctors prescribe for us is gabapentin. And, you know, it's not doing anything for us. And I didn't know if there's anything that you would suggest that
absolutely
bring back those feelings in our feet or not.
Absolutely, 100%. First of all, that's a classic sign of blood sugar problems. And by the way, for the gal who likes a Snickers bar, after you eat a Snickers bar, make sure you get on your Sweeties. And anybody who's ingesting a lot of sugar, get on the Sweeties after your sugar.
That's a supplement.
As a supplement. That's a longevity supplement. It's called Sweeties. And here's another simple thing you can do after you eat a lot of sugar. Drink water. It will dilute your blood sugar. Just plain old water. Distilled, hopefully, or spring water, not tap water. But drinking water dilutes the blood sugar. And as far as neuropathy goes, you can rest assured that is a classic sign of what's called dysglycemia, which means messed up blood sugar. So you want to treat yourself like a diabetic, number one, and there are a couple of wonderful supplements that are very, very helpful for peripheral neuropathy. One is called alpha-lipoic acid. Another is called thiamine, which is what we just talked about. In fact, that whole story about thiamine, the vitamin B1 was discovered when they noticed that people would get peripheral neuropathy when they were deficient in this B1 vitamin. You'll find both of those in the longevity, in the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, and then throw in the Sweeties as well. And peripheral neuropathy, by the way, is a miserable, miserable condition, as I'm sure Mary can attest to. I know a lot of people who deal with it. It is a classic sign of messed up blood sugar.
Ben, what causes itchy feet?
Well, you know, speaking of blood sugar problems, the feet are at the end of the body, at the bottom of the body, and when your blood is not circulating correctly, nutrients aren't delivered to the to the epidermis, the skin and the feet, and diabetes and dysglycemia or messed up blood sugar.
It's not a fungus issue?
All kind of foot problems. It can be a fungus issue, but diabetic feet are notoriously awful, and that's because, and it's also, by the way, diabetes is the leading cause of foot amputations, and that's because of circulatory problems. Whenever you have circulation issues to your hands or fingers, toes, or feet, you want to consider messed up blood sugar. And by the way, you don't have to be diagnosed as a diabetic to have messed up blood sugar. I want to really reinforce that. If you're symptomatic in terms of your foot problems, neuropathy problems, weight gain issues, cardiovascular health issues, assume you have messed up blood sugar, even if you have not been diagnosed as such, even if the doctor says, oh, your blood sugar is normal. If you're symptomatic, treat yourself like a diabetic. Get on the healthy blood sugar pack featuring the sweeties from Youngevity.
We're going to come back in a moment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go. Keep doing it. We're on a verge of a record hitting those websites. The toll-free number to call for things that you just heard Ben talk about, but you haven't had a chance to write them down, 1-855-949-7234.